Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enjoy with Dawn Grant. It's a pleasure to have you listening today. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 2009, and this is your 15 minutes of inspiration. And for the month of February, I'm looking to inspire your love juices, the passion within you, and to help you to have a deeper understanding of what love is, what it means to be in a good relationship, what it means to be in love. And we all know, obviously, that you have to love yourself first. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get to that point to where you understand yourself and you love yourself. A lot of people find that as they get older, it's a little bit easier to understand that because of their life experiences. And then obviously it's easier than to recognize in another person when you have things in common and when you have some common ground and more things of interest, compatibility. But today's quote is, to love someone is to understand each other, to laugh together, to smile with your heart, and to trust one another. And one important thing is to let each other go if you can't do this. And I picked this quote because for me, I've found in my life in talking to many of my clients and friends and family that a lot of times there's a big question mark about what love is. And you can get a lot of varying opinions on that. I've spoken to a lot of people about this topic. And there's a lot of confusion with some people as far as, you know, you can love something, but what does it feel like to be in love? I've spoken with somebody that was of an older generation that said, love just is. It's not anything you have to learn. It's not anything that you have to create. It just is. And I thought that was interesting because it's true. Love just is. Love is a feeling and it's an emotion that we do experience. And we experience it more so when we have more in common with a person, or that when we like what we're seeing, when we like what we're experiencing, because it's an excessive amount of good feelings. So you can feel happy about something, you can feel good about it. Well, obviously you can feel neutral about it too, and you also can feel not good about something. Something might bring about negative feelings for you because you don't agree with it, or you don't agree with what that person's doing or saying, or how they're acting or behaving or the choices that they're making. That would be the not good feeling. And then some people even talk about hate, which is, you know, that's an excessive amount of not good feelings. So if you looked at kind of a line, kind of like a timeline, or, you know, you've got all negative feelings on one side, and you've got lots of positive feelings on the other, and there's different extremes of each. Let's look at love as if it's the extreme of good feelings. So in life, if you've got something that makes you feel good, it can make you feel good a little bit, or it can make you feel good a lot bit. That's one of my own words. So if you've got something that makes you feel really good, then basically when you're doing that thing or when you're around that person, it brings about lots of good feelings inside of you. So say you are in a relationship with somebody where you have a lot in common. You have a lot of common interests, good conversations, where you can relate to each other really well. Obviously, that would bring about a lot more good feelings than if you just, you know, had something to talk to somebody about for maybe 5 minutes and then there didn't seem to be anything else in common. Or if you only had, you know, something, one thing that you enjoy doing together. Now, many of you may be nodding your head and saying, that's not true. I don't agree with that. Because there is this understanding among several people that opposites attract. That there can be that feeling of love when you see in another just an intrigue or an interest. And I'm not against opposites attracting, as I've seen that work many times. And I think that what happens in those situations is those people go into it able to communicate well, having a good understanding of the uniqueness of themselves, the uniqueness of their other, that they respect their differences. which is perfectly great. And that's one of the things in the quote here is to trust one another. I was thinking it was respect. That would be in another quote we'll talk about in another day. But let's go back to the quote here. To love someone is to understand each other. Well, we know what love is. It's a great amount of good feelings. To like somebody or something very much, it's a great and warm affection for another person. It's a great liking. So again, it's like an excessive amount of good. And I say excessive in a good word, in a good way. And then we look at the word understand. It's to get the meaning of. It's to know thoroughly. And so to love someone is to understand each other. Now, if we think about this, can you understand another person in a day, in a week, in 2 weeks? Probably not. And again, there's some people probably nodding their heads saying, I disagree. I fell in love at first sight. And, you know, I'm not going to argue that point. All I'm going to say is that to love someone is to understand each other and to get the meaning of that person. So everybody's unique. Everybody is their own person based on genetics, but also based on every single second of their life, how they perceive situations, how they react to them, what they've come to believe about themselves and life, what they've come to value, what they've come to enjoy doing, if it's certain activities, certain interests, certain hobbies, all of this, what intrigues them, all of this is what makes that person unique. And if you get that person, you get the meaning of what they're about, you get an understanding of what they're trying to accomplish and how they see the world and how they see themselves. And you can understand a person over time. And you get to know a person thoroughly over time. So to love someone is to understand each other. And personally, I don't think that that can happen in just a day or two. How about when you think of the word, I understand what you're saying? Or I should say the phrase, I understand what you're saying. You know, if somebody's explaining something to you in great detail, and all of a sudden you have that light bulb moment or it clicks, something that, you know, takes a little bit of explanation, then all of a sudden, once it clicks, you can say, I understand. And so you have an understanding through explanation. Well, I would say to understand a person is to have time to see that their actions follow their words, that how they react in life and how they act in life. You get an understanding of them. You also can, another definition of the word understand is to have a reason to believe. So having a reason to believe. I would say, again, as you get to know somebody, you understand the person, and you see how they handle ups and downs in life and situations and what their preferences and choices are, you end up having a reason to believe in them. You have a reason to believe in what they're attempting to do, or you have a reason to believe in what they are saying, especially if you've seen their actions follow their words for many weeks over a period of time. So to love someone is to understand each other. So not only you understanding that person, but the other person understanding you as well. It's also to laugh together. I would say if we looked at a person and we go back to that kind of timeline example of everything on one side would be some form of a negative feeling and everything on the other would be some form of a positive feeling. Well, I wouldn't think that you would laugh very much with somebody that you didn't agree with what they were saying or you didn't agree with what they were doing. If they were someplace on your line of in a negative perception of them, then you wouldn't really laugh together very much. Again, I think it goes back to having some common grounds, to having some compatibility. to be able to laugh together means that you have similar senses of humor, that you see life in a similar manner. Some people take life kind of like a grain of salt, that even though things can be serious, they are a little bit more lighthearted about it than other people, that they're able to laugh even at themselves. To me, I think that's a really great quality. But, you know, I've met plenty of people that would find offense to that, that they would say, you don't take life serious enough. Why is everything so funny to you? We've probably all heard that type of thing from somebody somewhere along the way. But to find somebody that you can laugh with, to me, says that you have similar ideas on how to live, similar values, similar morals, similar viewpoints on life situations. So I would agree, to laugh together is very important for love. How about to smile with your heart? Some people might say, what the heck does that mean, to smile with your heart? Well, obviously, we know what it's like to smile with your face. But do you ever get that warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart? Right in the middle of your chest, when somebody that you are already starting to understand or already understanding, when you're laughing with them, when you're feeling good around them, you almost feel like your heart could smile. If it could smile, that it would smile. There's a feeling, just a warm, fuzzy feeling, like this is so much deeper. What I feel right now is so much deeper than just a smile on my face. I can feel that good feeling that's represented by a smile, and I can feel it down into my chest. That's what I would say smiling with your heart is. And again, I wouldn't think that you would feel that way if you were around somebody that you didn't agree with what they're doing or saying or how they're behaving. Smiling in your heart is an excessive amount of good feelings. It's not just a little bit of good feelings. And you might feel that smiling in your heart when you see somebody do a compassionate act. But smiling in your heart is when you're understanding another person, when you're laughing together, when you're feeling good in that person's presence, and or when you're chatting with that person and they're talking to you in a manner that only that person can do, or about things that only you and that person can relate to because you have that similar way of thinking. And then obviously to trust one another, because without trust, there's going to be very little laughter. There's going to be very little smiling in your heart. I would think there's very little understanding. If you can't trust what another person is doing, how could you understand about them or even relate to them or relate to the choices that they're making? So trusting is a firm belief in another's character and their strength or the truth of someone. So it's not just a little belief in that person. It's a firm belief in their character. It's a firm belief in their strength and their truth. It's a confident hope in them. It's somebody that you can trust. It's somebody that you can say, I would let this person be responsible for my safety and my well-being. When you let your guard down and you allow yourself to fall in love, you are trusting that person that they're not going to hurt you. And that is giving them responsibility for your safety. That's giving them responsibility for your well-being. So it's placing your confidence in another. It's believing and relying on them and what they say they are and who they are. So to love someone is to understand each other, to laugh together, to smile with your heart, and to trust one another. And one important thing is to definitely let each other go if you can't do this. Because not only will there be the right one out there for you, but there's another person that can love that other person even better if you can't offer this. So thanks for listening today. I hope you go into your life feeling lots of love. Visit my website at dawngrant.com, and you may see all the different services that I offer there. And feel free to call me if you're looking to schedule any services, motivational speaking, or workshops. Have a wonderful day, and tune in on Friday at 9:30 Eastern time.